The Czech Cultural Center in London is gearing up for a big event this weekend, an exhibition of visual art by the Czech-born artist Kateřina Šedá called From Morning Till Night. I asked the head of the center, Ladislav Flimfel, who was on a brief visit to Prague this week, what it's all about and what else is in the pipeline for London fans of Czech art this autumn.
This Saturday, whole day between the St. Paul's Cathedral and Tate Modern, Kateřina Šedá, Czech visual artist, is orchestrating a project where 80 villagers from a small Moravian villages are going to move along the boundaries, the virtual boundaries of their village that is drawn on the pavement between St. Paul's and Tate Modern, and they will follow up their daily routines from the village. That's going to be surrounded by 80 local British professional amateur artists who are going to paint a village virtually because they won't see the horizon of that village. And this project was commissioned by Tate Modern and is supported by a number of partners, including Kateřina's Italian Gallery. That's the fourth year where Kateřina has got a subsequent and consequent project in the UK. And that, of course, attracts a huge attention from the professional media, from members of Tate Modern, people who follow visual arts.
What kind of people come to your gallery and what are they most interested in?
Well, because it's Londoners, that means they, in a good way, they are spoiled. And they're interested in something that is cutting edge, that is new, that is engaging, that is interactive. That's something that really brings them in and that makes them to come. The public that we are working with are people who want to see events that are internationally competitive, things that are bringing something new. And it doesn't matter that it's Czech contemporary art or Central European. If you bring a theme, an artist who's got something to say, and it's something that is recognizable on the London scene or within the UK, you're going to get people who are interested.
So who are the cutting-edge Czech artists that have evoked interest in London?
That is something that is a subject of our continuous interest and research. I already talked about Kateřina Šedá, but there is other names that are doing really well. We have 6 or 7 Czech artists that represent a certain generation that is now living and working in London. We have Teresa Bušková, who graduated recently from the Royal College of Arts. We have the graffiti artist Masker. Another artist who is doing really well is Jakub Hošek. Another artist who has been living in London for the last 4 years following his success at the British Petroleum Portrait Prize at the National Gallery is Hinek Martinec. There's a number of artists who are doing really well. I suspect some of them are not really well recognized back in the Czech Republic yet, because they seem to be almost completely cut off from their roots. They don't seem to have much of a necessity to keep in touch. They've got their own path of, you know, developing their own artistic expression. They've got their own contacts. They are getting to be known among the galleries, and I really appreciate they are having the energy and the ambition to actually make it on their own in the UK and in London. So we do like watching them and wherever we can working with them.
So what's in the pipeline now? Give people an invite to something that you think is really worth seeing.
If I am to invite people, general public, to come to see events, one of the huge popular ones is always our annual film and performing arts festival called Made in Prague, regularly being hosted by the Riverside Studios in Hammersmith. If I'm to invite people who are professionally interested in Czech art, we have Czech Gallery Hilton Kastner at the Frieze Art Fair with a number of accompanying programs. Jiří Kovanda is coming to Symposium Gallery in Birmingham. And if I can invite everybody for something really big, then look forward to the Olympics, because the Czech Center is working with the Czech Olympic Committee and other partners on a large culture season that will celebrate the Olympics, the Games, culture, and the fact that the Czech Olympic House is going to be hosted by Islington, a borough in London with 250,000 people, in a very trendy off-central place with exhibitions, open-air screenings, studio visits, with exhibitions of Czech architecture, design, live concerts. And that is going to be the largest ever season we've done in the UK since about 10 years ago.
Ladislav Flimfel, the head of the Czech Centre in London.